St. Louis Cardinals.
On Hurricane Watch, I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. There's one issued for the northern Gulf Coast after a lot of rainfall already in New Orleans, where Jenna Smith lives.
With the river being so high and our pumping stations having issues, areas of the city that have never flooded are flooding now.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz says about the storm, which would be named Hurricane Barry.
It is going to be on the move and likely strengthen into a tropical storm later today, and then eventually, at least for now, forecast to become a hurricane before making landfall very early on Saturday morning, and then running across the coast through the day Saturday, eventually running its way inland. You do see winds getting up to 75 miles an hour there.
This would be the first tropical storm of the year. President Trump meets with conservative social media users at the White House this afternoon, after which he says he'll hold a news conference about citizenship and the census. He has said he may use an executive order to get that question on next year's form. The New York Times reports there will be mass raids Sunday to arrest people already ordered to be deported. Another naval confrontation in the Persian Gulf. Fox's Simon Owen reporting on that from London.
Chris, a week after Britain seized an Iranian oil tanker, reportedly at the request of the United States for alleged sanctions violations, the UK and the US reporting a standoff in the Gulf. Britain saying three Iranian ships attempted to block a British tanker traveling through the Strait of Hormuz, only withdrawing when a British warship issued verbal warnings. Iran rejecting the claims, although yesterday, President Hassan Rouhani warned Britain that repercussions were coming. Chris?
Simon, a bill has been approved in France to impose a 3% tax on the French revenues of big tech companies, many of them American. Now that could lead to retaliatory tariffs on French products imposed by the Trump administration. Stock markets are up across the board overseas. Dow futures up 90 points ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street here. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
For an investigation, a senior military officer still accuses an Air Force general of sexual harassment.
Sexual misconduct allegations against a top general are calling into question his nomination to be the next vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. A senior military official tells the Associated Press Air Force General John Hyten subjected her to a series of unwanted sexual advances while she was one of his aides in 2017. Members of Congress have questions about the allegations and the military investigation earlier this year that found insufficient evidence to charge him. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Reducing work hours for doctors in residency to 80 a week has not hurt patient care, according to a study published today that finds no difference in deaths, readmissions, or costs since the work hour reform started in 2003. The study's lead author says since hospital care relies so much on teamwork, training time for individual doctors doesn't seem to make a difference. Low- and middle-income students in Texas are getting free tuition at the state's flagship public university.
Thanks to a unanimous vote by the school system board of regents, in-state students whose families make less than $65,000 a year can attend the University of Texas at Austin tuition-free next semester. The regents decided to use the $160 million from the state's permanent university fund to help cover the cost of an estimated 8,600 students, just under a quarter of the undergraduate student body. In addition, the new endowment will provide tuition support to students from families with incomes of up to $125,000 who have financial need. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
A KFC restaurant in Eden, North Carolina has been destroyed by an explosion overnight around 1 a.m. with no one believed to be inside and no one around reported hurt. No word yet what caused that explosion. Highway lanes around the restaurant are closed and they're expected to be for some time. I'm Chris Foster.
Fox News.
Hey, good morning. It's Thursday, July 11, 2019. What's the official halfway point? Are we already there? Yeah.
We might be.
I think we're headed to 2020. I know that, I hate to tell you, got back to school things on sale.
Uh-huh. And we knew that would happen after the 4th when they take the patriotic stuff down.
22 days, I think, till the Illini report, and then we get football going. And
excellent.
Then all the high schools. Does Unity have their artificial turf down?
It's coming right along.
Wow. It's going to look pretty good.
It will.
News brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Illinois State Police say a roadway buckled on I-72 westbound at milepost 94 near Stevenson Drive in Springfield Wednesday. It buckled to an unsafe level in the left lane, which is shut down. IDOT has been notified. Use caution or find alternate routes. The Menard County Sheriff's Office is searching for a missing 91-year-old man in the area of Jurgens Avenue and Five Point Street west of Petersburg. There was a coordinated search effort Wednesday night. They asked volunteers to reconvene at 8 a.m. today. Dave and Emling plans to open a recreational marijuana farm and dispensary in Rankin, and the village board seems open to the idea. Emling says the council supported his plan to sell marijuana products in the village, capitalizing on what he calls a prime location with little competition. It's 50 minutes to the Champaign dispensaries. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, Classic Plumbing.
Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors, from simple to simply magnificent, with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham at Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com.
Very pleasant today, Stevie. We've got a high 82 expected, 58 our low tonight. The chance of an isolated shower thunderstorm at 20%. Sunshine and a high 84 expected tomorrow, down to around 61. Up towards the 90s over the weekend, down to the mid-60s at night. Mostly sunny conditions. That's great weather for our Mile at the Pines event. That's happening at 6 o'clock on Sunday. And we've got 10 different waves of runners from different ages and styles of running and walking and even with strollers. And all the money goes to the Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation. Join us here at the Pines at Philo and Windsor Road Sunday after 6, even if you're just cheering on people. We have lots of food and stuff available. Right now, the temperature's at 71 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, every time you say stroller, I flash back to 1996.
Okay.
Because I ran with Janet, and Nathaniel was in a stroller.
Uh-huh.
And it was with the Illinois basketball team. Lou Henson had his players do this, I don't know, 2-3 mile run. And so Janet and I and Nathaniel in the stroller ran out there, and we were running. You know, we were decent runners at the time. And so we're jogging along, and it's almost over, and here comes this, I don't know if anybody remembers Shelley Clark. He's this big center. He's like 6'9", 280. He's a big boy.
All righty.
And he passed us with 10 yards to go until the race was over. And I said, Shelley, what are you doing? It's just a fun run. And he had this big, deep voice. He says, I wasn't going to lose to no baby. I wasn't going to lose to no baby.
There you go. Shelley had you at that.
I just flash back when I think stroller. Every time I said there's a stroller race, I can't lose to no baby.
Now, it's kind of funny you bring that up. At 6:30 is the non-competitive community mile.
Yeah, I can't do that.
And I see, you know, I guess they get winners in that. And I
because there's sandbaggers that want to say, no, there'll be sandbaggers. I can't get in that because then I'll run faster than the sandbagger. No, I can't do that.
By the way, halfway through the year was July 2nd.
Okay.
So we have 180-something days.
You can text in this morning, 359-2255, a local road improvement. Kirby Avenue, as you head west towards Staley, there's a bridge there.
Yes.
And it's narrow.
Always too narrow, especially for those wanting to cross on, you know, and go to the Y or whatever. And
Well, the Y on the, on you know, Windsor's fine. They've widened that to sidewalks.
Okay, good.
This is Kirby to Staley is narrow, and they have a little flashing light if there's somebody on a bike or walking.
Right.
Very dangerous.
But how do you navigate that? Because you're going up a hill or whatever.
Well, you got to go slow. Anyway, they according to the news we said this morning, Deb Pressey writes that we're replacing that narrow bridge. Finally got approval. It's going to be one of those deals, though, because that's my path home a lot. Crack a few eggs to get an omelet thing.
And not till what, 2021 or
it's
something?
It's going to be a little while, but it's a dangerous. But there's no question that what they did over on Windsor as you go to the Y, that's perfect. Because they got areas to walk and lots of room.
And at least you have that bridge nearby to cross when there's construction going on.
Well, if you're on Kirby, where do you cross the interstate? You got to go all the way down. What if you're walking or biking? So it's not very easy to get across there. And the bridge out is out on Bradley. So they must be doing that one. Because there's only, I think, three ways to get across. Anyway, FYI, local thing. Okay, John Krupinski is a assistant hockey coach in Danbury for the Danbury Hat Tricks.
Okay.
He made a little talk to his team. The head coach said, yeah, go up there and talk to him. So he went up and did this. This guy's a police officer. God bless him. And an assistant hockey coach, obviously a volunteer hockey coach. But it's kind of the first day of camp. This is minor league hockey. These are kids probably 22, 23 years old. And this is what he said, and somebody caught it on iPhone, and 8 million views later.
Oh, no.
Hey guys, listen up for a second. First day of camp, but something really important. Okay, we're not women's soccer. We're not the NFL. If there's anybody here that's going to be disrespectful to either the American or the Canadian national anthem, grab your gear and get the f*** out now, because you'll never see the ice in this arena.
Okay.
We don't have that problem in hockey. We're better than that. But there was no sense in wasting anybody's time. It's going to happen. I don't believe it would happen here. We're the most patriotic sport that they have out there. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, he's gone viral. He's on national television now. He said, I'm a police officer. I've seen too many coffins draped with a flag for you not to stand for it. 2 minutes, he said. It's only 2 minutes. So there are a lot of passionate people about this issue of how can you disrespect your flag like that. Respect the flag and those that have died for it. That's all you have to do. And, of course, Megan Rapinoe brought that back to the forefront when she kneeled and then was forced to stand by the Federation and then, of course, didn't put her hand on her heart and all those other things.
That's right. Well, I know she was at the ESPYs yesterday and the finale. I see a clip here. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I didn't see
the ESPYs. Okay, you're just pulling... No.
Listen, she's a very well-spoken person. She's a star soccer player, very, very, very good, one of the best. But it's all about her. It's all about her. It's all about me. It's all about Megan. And it's disheartening to me that so many were rooting and then became indifferent when she went so political. And I think, you know, nobody on the team would dare say, gosh, Megan, you kind of ruined it for me because I got here too. But everything's about you, and everything's about your arms outstretched, and she's quite a spokesperson. I wouldn't be surprised if she would join the AOC wing of politics. She fits right in. She's going to Washington on Capitol Hill to make sure that she speaks to only people she agrees with. That's the mantra. We'll talk to AOC and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, but just people that she agrees with, which is very healthy. So, 7:14. ESPN 93.5 sports headlines coming up. You're welcome to text us anytime at all, 359-2255, on what you think.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive LifeProof vinyl plank flooring from The Home Depot, starting at just $2.99 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles. With over 40 colors to choose from, that's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring starting at just $2.99 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's Pizza.
Pizza?
That's in our name, yeah. That's not all we do. Did you know we have a full menu? Wings, pasta, sandwiches, salad, burgers, and my personal favorite, Italian beef. Need catering for your next outing, or for an event, or a party? We'll do that, too. Pizza is in our name, but that's not all we do. See the full menu online today at myrosatis.com/Urbana.
Stop in and see Shane and the crew at Rosati's Pizza for pizza, pasta, wings, burgers, and, oh yeah, Italian beef. Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory, Urbana.
All right, sports headlines. Diane Ducey has that. It's a quarter after seven.
Yes, the Cardinals will host the Diamondbacks from Arizona. That's happening tomorrow at 7:15 here on ESPN 93.5. We've got your Redbird recap now.
Good morning, everyone. Alex Ferrario with you on the Cardinals Radio Network as the Redbirds have another day off in the midst of the All-Star break before they kick off the unofficial second half of the season against the Arizona Diamondbacks. But still a couple of days off for the Cardinals to rest before they start things up on Friday night at Busch Stadium. Cardinals still within striking distance of first place in the Central Division. They're only two games behind the Chicago Cubs, who sit on top. Milwaukee in second place, only a half game back of Chicago. But what is so incredible is 4.5 games separates the last place team in the division between the first place team, the Chicago Cubs. So it will be a great second half for the Cardinals. It all starts up on Friday night against Paul Goldschmidt's former team, the Arizona Diamondback. And you also have two former Cardinals on the opposite side, Luke Weaver and Carson Kelly. 7:15 first pitch. It will be a 6:20 Ameren Total Access pregame show. And for the Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Alex Ferrario.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
All right, we have the Cubs in action tomorrow night. Actually, that's a day game.
That's the one we're kind of marked with a little Sharpie because Joe Maddon got kicked out of a game in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
Said can't wait till Pittsburgh comes to Wrigley Field because he's tired of the Pittsburgh pitchers throwing at his batters.
Mm.
So do you think the umpire and the league aren't ready for that and there'll be warnings quickly about that because of what Joe Maddon said? So it could be some fireworks on the north side coming up Friday afternoon.
And you'll hear the action on US 105.9 against the Pirates. And Mark's listening now. He had a big Cubs fan of ours and got on the bus trips and like with his son Adam. He was texting in Curtis Road.
I was talking about the bridge they're going to replace Kirby headed towards Staley as you drive west. I said there's not very many places to get over. The beautiful one on Windsor, and then you got one Bradley they're replacing. Curtis Road, if you go that far south, is gorgeous. Both Curtis Road, I-57 interchange, really nice.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
So Chicago White Sox are in action in Oakland tomorrow. Tonight, we have one game. Houston is at Texas. I don't know why they don't get into the out of the All-Star break a little quicker. I mean, well, there's one game tonight. That's a few days after the All-Star.
Don't you want to give guys a little break with their families, Diane? What kind of taskmaster are you?
Get back into it.
I was kind of wandering around last night going, where's the game?
Right. At Wimbledon, we have Serena in action. She plays around 9 o'clock today. I see Novak Djokovic won yesterday. And the Quad Cities have some action today with the John Deere Classic. I was had an asterisk next to Zach Johnson back for the 18th time.
Yeah, he plays well there. He's won there. Steve Stricker's kind of dominated there.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Wolf is the hot name. He's the kid that eagled on 18 to win by one. He's 20,
mm-hmm.
and he's in Silva's to play. So there'll be a few people watching him. But no, that's a great tournament to follow and to watch because it's so accessible and it's not massive crowds. It's pretty good. All right, 719 weather this morning brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. They are your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years at wattscopy.com.
Partly cloudy, high 83, 58 our low tonight. There's a 20% chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Sunshine tomorrow, high 84, low 61, 90 on Saturday and Sunday with sunshine expected. The chance of rain at 20%. Right now, the temperature's at 71. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com.
From the Fox Business Network, Delta Airlines is reporting a better-than-expected spring quarter. It's also raising expectations for this year, saying it's seeing strong demand for travel. Delta does not fly Boeing 737 MAX planes, which are grounded. Boeing could be facing more delays before the MAX plane is flying again. Reports this morning say the European Union Safety Agency has a list of five major requirements it wants addressed. The list was sent to the FAA and Boeing. Among the issues, the jet's autopilot function, which was not previously discussed. Amazon says it will retrain 100,000 employees, a third of its workforce. The Wall Street Journal says it will spend $700 million to help employees to move into more advanced jobs inside the company or find new careers. Amazon's been struggling to find technical employees. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
News Gazette reporting on the sentencing of Brett Christensen, who murdered Ying Ying Zhang, June of 17. The defense went back to his childhood, tried to give reasons why his life should be spared. Now we're just talking about life in prison or the death penalty. When questioning his childhood friends, third grade teacher, uncles, and father, they're focused on the family's history of mental health and alcohol issues and how good a kid he was. Smiling at memories of Christensen in a Power Rangers costume. Well, when Christensen's crime inevitably came up toward the end of questioning, they were asked if they could reconcile it with the man they knew. It almost always brought Christensen's family and friends to tears on the witness stand. Well, I'm sure he had struggles, as many of us do as you grow up. Some a lot worse than others, there's no doubt, but it does not excuse the heinous murder of this woman. So the jury will have it pretty soon, and then all it takes is one objector, and it'll be life instead of the death penalty. And even if it's death penalty, like 20 years maybe? So you just still have, I think all of us are ready for the conclusion. Our prayers are with their family, the woman's family. I just can't imagine. They're just going through hell. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just awful. And the pain that they've expressed, this was the woman that was going to support the family back in China. She's going to be a PhD and scholar and wonderful woman, played the guitar and all these things, and you have this absolute psycho searching for a victim, being turned away by one woman, and keep driving with rum. The perfect storm. He was so down. I'm sorry. It's a tough one there. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to talk to somebody about the nicest places in America to live based on kindness and civility.
Is there any place in Illinois listed?
You know, I'll get the senior editor of Reader's Digest on.
Okay.
And ask if Illinois ranked in there anywhere. Hey, it's one of these smaller towns. I don't know what how they did this. I mean, you catch us on the right day. Champaign-Urbana is pretty sweet. But, you know, catch us on another day. We've got an amazing kind of political spectrum here. We've got people on the tippy-tippy left-left and probably people on the right-right. But the fact that we're a twin city with the same type of people living around each other shows you how you can do it without hitting each other.
Agreed.
So there you go. Except these days, as part of the virus we have going on in the country, Don't dare wear a Make America Great Again hat walking down the quad. You'll probably, I hope you wouldn't be accosted, but certainly somebody's going to say something. Anyway, and that's just flat out wrong.
Okay, back to the Christensen case from Gary and Muhammad. You know, this may not be very Christian attitude, but I really don't care what issues he faced as a child. To do the things that he did to that poor girl shows me something deep down within him that was just plain sinister. In my opinion, this guy deserves to die.
And again, I've said it a few times. I am not clear on death penalty when it comes to biblical principles. I don't know. I need to talk to a priest or minister or pastor, somebody well-versed.
Well, we've heard before in that realm that justice should be served.
Justice should be served. Is that the death penalty? Would God say that is so bad? And the Bible and the Old Testament, particularly, full of stories of you're dead.
Right.
Entire cities sometimes. So I don't know. I just say that if you have a death penalty and you don't use it here, I don't know when you would. Because this is planned. This was a guy fascinated by serial killers, claimed to have been the 13th victim in some maniac, psycho, evil, all the words. And, it, you know, just all of us, you know, listening, I'm sure the same feeling of, wow.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. And again, I would think there's probably a pretty good chance that you'd get 12 people and not all would agree on the death penalty. I would guess it'll be life in prison. Some people just might be against it. So
we'll see how it goes in Peoria. He had texted in former Illini Dylan Meyer, also qualified for the John Deere Classic.
Oh, is that right?
So there's okay. News to you then, Stevie.
Dylan's text. I can text him if you want.
That'd be fun.
So Dylan should co-host. Of course, his political views could get him in trouble because he's definitely not a liberal. So I'm glad to hear that. So Dylan Meyer is the guy we're rooting for. I'm sure DA's in it, DA points. Steve Stricker. Anybody else? Nick Hardy? Anybody else? I have not seen the field.
Around. Yeah, we'll get the starts today.
There's like 150 players or something, so you can qualify for that. All right, we're going to talk about the nicest place to live in America. Stand by. We've got a big show coming up. Jeremy Warner is going to be live next week.
Hey, Illini football fans, it's Jeremy Warner, and ESPNCU is taking the Jeremy Warner Show on the road to Big Ten Media Days in Chicago on July 18th and 19th. I'll be talking with Illini coach Lovie Smith and players Reggie Corbin, Nate Hobbs, and Alex Palcheski, and I'll also be talking to some of the athletes and coaches of the Illini's Big Ten rivals. So listen in to the Jeremy Warner Show on the 18th and 19th from 8:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. The Jeremy Warner Show at the Big Ten Media Days, sponsored by Farmer City Raceway, Eastland Suites, Prospect Bank, Pia Sports Bar and Grill, and the Lake of the Woods Golf Course.
Whether it's the Northsiders or the Redbirds, baseball is an American tradition much like the Illini Inn, an Illinois tradition for students and townies since 1970. The Illini Inn is open now and fully renovated, serving ice-cold beer, sports on all their TVs, and daily food and drink specials. Book your summer party at the Illini Inn and cheer on your favorite team. The Illini Inn, 4th and Daniel, Champaign.
It's Stevie J. Like many, I knew all about Game Day Spirits Illini gear, but I wasn't so knowledgeable about the corporate apparel they do. But they do really great work. I've had some shirts done, and some of my employees have too. They're very high quality and perfect for your business or organization. If you need something in the summer, need something in the winter, Game Day Spirit does custom screen printing and embroidery for every season or style. From blue collar to the boardroom, they have you covered with corporate apparel. Get a quote. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com. And you'll be pleased.
News, I'm Lillian Liu. President Trump announcing he'll hold a news conference this afternoon on the controversial citizenship census question.
The U.S. Supreme Court sent the fight back to the lower courts. One idea under consideration, President Trump issuing an executive order.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, a judge yesterday nixing a move by the Justice Department to swap out the team of attorneys working on adding the question. Oil prices higher after a standoff between Iran and the U.K.
Britain saying three Iranian ships attempted to impede the passage of a commercial oil tanker, prompting a British warship to issue verbal warnings, at which point the ships withdrew. The standoff unfolding in the Strait of Hormuz, a narrow waterway seen as crucial for global oil exports.
Fox's Simon Owen, Iran denying the allegations, and a bus driver in Iowa fired after failing to check a bus where a six-year-old boy ended up being left alone for nearly 2 hours at a bus yard. This is Fox News.
Local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Urbana Mayor Diane Marlin said Wednesday that the city will remove fines recently imposed upon the nonprofit Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center. The city will also be refunding the $300 in permit fees paid by the IMC in the last week. A judge gave a Champaign teen a chance to avoid prison Wednesday. Judge Tom DeFantis said if 17-year-old Anthony Parks, who admitted to his role in a shooting and domestic battery, fails to live up to the terms of his sentence under the Juvenile Criminal Code, he will serve a 12-year sentence in adult prison. Urbana celebrated its inaugural Poet Laureate at Analog Wine Library on Wednesday. Will Rieger earned a Ph.D. in history from the University of Illinois and will receive a $2,000 honorarium for his term funded by the City of Urbana's Arts and Culture Program. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
Hey, it's Justin Gensler with the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. When you work with us on your home loan, you get a full team of experts that you know. Take Alex, for example. Alex got approved with a company, but then his contact left. Then the person he was transferred to went on vacation. Alex closes next week. Don't grow frustrated with the company that doesn't care or have the time. Don't be Alex. Come see me and the team at Illinois National Bank for your next home loan.
Illinois National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When
you back into someone who's backing out.
That's so bad. I backed into a billboard.
Yes.
Oh. I took it out to Tapman's because I did, and I didn't even look at it. I just said, please, I'm not looking. Please tell me how much. $569.
Oh, boy.
Today's weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com or call 877-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
We've got a high 83 expected today, 58 our low tonight, 20% shot at isolated showers and thunderstorms. Similar forecast Friday through Monday as we get towards 90 over the weekend, down to around 67 in the evening with still that 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Right now the temperature's at 71 on ESPN 93.5 text coming in.
Yeah, okay. 359-2255. You're always welcome, regardless of how outlandish I might sound, to give me your thoughts.
Exactly. And the only reason why I would consider life is that one day he might tell where the body is.
But I mean, is that worth waiting 40 years? I mean, that's again sick and evil. Why would you do that to the family? Give them the remains. Ugh.
And then once I heard a character on TV who was a priest translate, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord," mean only God is allowed to kill people. But personally, I'm not for the death penalty, but I don't think we use it nearly enough.
Well, if you have it, it's a law. It's a consequence for really, really bad behavior. But I don't know, biblically, I just don't. If it says, "Vengeance is mine, says the Lord," then maybe vengeance is the Lord. So I don't know. I do not have a... But again, if you have a law and you're charged with upholding the law and you don't use it here, then why have the law? That's what I'm saying. You can't get any more egregious than this. It has every element in there. Planned it, torturous, awful, horrible, bragged about it. I mean, there's just no remorse. I mean, it's just, I can't wait for this to be done. Just a bad story for us. Okay, something nice for a minute. Senior editor of Reader's Digest is Jeremy Greenfield. How are you, Jeremy?
Good. How are you, Stevie?
Congratulations. Your family's very proud of you. Reader's Digest is legendary, mm-hmm. my friend. It's legendary.
Absolutely. We've been around for nearly 100 years.
Man, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Are you going strong? Or are you gone online? I mean, I know there's a lot of readers in the world of Reader's Digest still. You hanging in there as publishing goes?
I'm really happy to say that Reader's Digest is a super strong business and a great place to work, and I think we do great work. I'll just give you some stats here. We have nearly 19 million readers in the U.S. in print alone.
Man.
And that we have a huge international readership as well. We also have a website, rd.com. A little different from the magazine, there's a lot of stuff on the web tends to be. And according to, I think, ComScore, we have about 10 million readers a month of the website. We're on all the social channels, and I think we do great work, and I'm really proud, especially of what we're working on now, Nicest Places in America.
Yeah, let me just, I'm kind of tiptoeing in on this subject, 50 Nicest Places in America. Has Illinois got any?
Right.
Yeah.
Great question. So in years prior, this is our third year doing it, we got many, many hundreds of nominations, and we chose 10 places, 10 stories that we thought would really inspire America to be kinder and be more civil. But this year, we got nearly 1,100 nominations, so we decided to name a nicest place in every state. So there absolutely is one in Illinois.
Okay. Besides Philo, did you get any others?
Or Tolono.
Tolono would probably be second. What do you got? What is a town in Illinois there, Jeremy?
Well, let me explain some things about nicest places in America first. First of all, it is not a ranking. We're not saying one place is nicer than the other. All these places are really incredible places, full of really kind people. Second of all, it's about the people. It's about kindness. It's about acts of kindness. It's about neighborliness. But it's also about stories, stories of overcoming hardship, of banding together when things get tough. And I love the story in Illinois. All the stories we chose across the country, they're each a little different because we wanted all of our readers to have something to say, hey, I can relate to that, and I want to bring that kindness back to my community. So the story in Illinois is a great story. It's a neighborhood in Barrington, which is a suburb of Chicago, called Fox Point, and it's a little bit of a wealthier neighborhood, and you know, all the nice places across the country, some of them are more modest and some of them are a little bit wealthier. We've got all kinds of places, and in this neighborhood, a new couple had moved in. It was an LGBT couple, and they decided to during the month of June, LGBT Pride Month, to fly a rainbow flag symbolizing pride and you know, let their neighbors know, you know, who they were and that they were proud of who they were. And someone stole the flag off their flagpole, and they felt, you know, really assaulted and violated. I mean, how would anybody feel if something was stolen right off their property, especially something that was, you know, a symbol of who they were? I mean, imagine, you know, flying an American flag on July 4th only to wake up and see it stolen. And what the neighbors did is so inspiring. They got together and they started putting up little pride flags all over the neighborhood to show solidarity and say, hey, this is not the kind of people we are. We are welcoming, and we, you know, these people were just showing pride for who they are, and we all should show pride for who we are.
Mm. 1,100 nominations. You pick one from every state. That had to be a long project if you're going to really look at them all, Jeremy. That took some time.
It was hard, but also fun. It's one of my jobs, and I love this part of the job, is I am the first person to read every single nomination. And I'm not embarrassed to admit that sometimes I'd be sitting at my desk in front of my little computer, and I would start crying because these nominations are just so inspiring. These stories are so incredible, and they're happening all around us. So just to give you a little insight into the process, we, multiple people read every single nomination. Then what we do is we narrow them down to the really promising ones. And that, this year, that was about 300 of them. Then we have an army of freelancers and staff writers and journalists who go out and they make phone calls and they vet these nominations and they make sure they're, all the stories are true and they gather more stories of kindness from the area. And then we sit in a room with our senior editors. And this year, it took 2 weeks to do this. We had two huge meetings where we just fought it over about which place in each state we want to carry that flag of kindness for us. So it's a really tough process, but it's one where we all leave feeling really good about America.
Okay, so how do people read all about it, get all of the information? Jeremy, what do they do?
People can actually get even more involved than that. You go to rd.com/nicest. That's RD as in Reader's Digest. .com/nicest, and you'll see a big old map of the USA there. And you can click on all the different states and see the nicest place in each state. And we want people to read those stories because they're going to find a place just like theirs, the people just like them, going through stuff like what they're going through, and being inspiring and doing things, working together to make their communities a better place. And then they can actually vote. And you can vote on what your favorite place is. And we're going to, in a couple of weeks when the voting's over, we're going to get into a room and make a really tough decision about which place we're going to name the nicest place in America. And we're going to put that place on the cover of the November issue of Reader's Digest magazine.
That's awesome. Hey, Jeremy, that's great. Reader's Digest still stands for good, solid, wholesome United States of America stuff. You've been doing it 100 years. Congratulations. RD.com, Jeremy Greenfield, senior editor of Reader's Digest. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Okay. Be interesting to see how many nominations from Illinois came in. 1,100, maybe 50, 100, 10? Anyway, you read all about it. RD.com. How much did that cost? Because I'm sure somebody got all the letters trapped on the dot coms. ESPN 93.5, I'm going to check your sports headlines coming up. Baseball still dark. John Deere starts today. That's cool. You want to go see some PGA golf in Silvis? About 3 hours. That's good. All right, sports headlines, Diane.
Well, you said dark, but we have Houston at Texas tonight. And then tomorrow, our Cardinals will host the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Cubs and Pittsburgh face off at 1:20, and you'll hear the action on US 105.9 for that. Chicago White Sox are in Oakland. You mentioned the John Deere Classic, and we had talked about our Illini. Former Illini Dylan Myers is in the field along with Nick Hardy and, of course, Steve Stricker. And back for the 18th time, Zach Johnson is also someone folks are watching. Matthew Wolf, the 20-year-old out of Oklahoma State, is in the field. There's a $5.6 million purse, $1 million to the winner. Serena Williams in action at Wimbledon. And Novak Djokovic also in action. And we've got Jeremy Warner broadcasting live.
Yeah, next week.
Big Ten Media Days on the 18th and 19th.
They're going to take a half hour of our show because it's special. And they got Lovey and they got Josh Whitman. All the players as we hope for better. For the Illinois football team, it's a big season for Lovie Smith. There is no doubt. You can't sugarcoat it. We need to win more football games. And I think that's the plan. That's kind of the plan, so we're looking forward to it. Jeremy's broadcast in Chicago at the Media Days, brought to you by Farmer City Raceway, Eastland Suites, Prospect Bank, Pia Sports Bar and Grill, and Lake of the Woods Golf Course. Looking forward to having one of the best reporters for Illinois in the biz, broadcasting live next Thursday, Friday, 8:30 to 11, expanded coverage. That will be great, and it'll be fun to hear and fun to learn about what I got. What do you got? Okay, CMI Clean, that's Chemical Maintenance, Inc. Love them. They're terrific at what they do. They have janitorial supplies. You need to clean stuff? They got it all going on. Go see Betsy and Brad Parks, cmiclean.com at 359-6262 or cmiclean.com online. Everything you need to clean is there, and it's fun to see all the little gadgets. cmiclean.com online. All right. John, how do you say your last name, John?
Goble.
John Goble. You just had twin boys, children number 4 and 5?
Correct.
First time multiples, so this is your fourth pregnancy?
Yep. Yes, it is.
You had a question for me?
Just any advice you have. So the twins are 5 weeks old now, and we're in the fun time of trying to get them to sleep at night. So
yeah.
Any advice for a parent of multiples?
Yes. We had triplets. I still have triplets. And, yes, I do, sir. So tell me the ages of the other kids.
So the oldest for us now is 5, and then we have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old.
God bless you, and he has. But, John, you guys got your hands full there because you're changing 3 diapers as well as we did. Okay,
yep.
Is your wife, if I can ask, is your wife breastfeeding?
Yes.
Okay, so she needs rest. That's rule number one. Mama needs rest.
Right.
You're going to live. But the priority is her. You've got to get your wife rest. Everything is good if mama rests. If mama doesn't rest, you're all in pretty big trouble. So rule number one, mama rests. Rule number two You need rest when you can grab it, but always go to bed not expecting any. I made a mistake one time going to bed when the kids seemed to have a little rhythm, and I was up 10 times. So I never ever, even today, I don't. I say if I can grab 20 minutes, I'm great.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think about that.
Right.
And I don't think about how little sleep I got. I never put that out of my head. Because in the grand scheme of things, it does not matter.
Right.
You just go forward. You're excited. And I know you're doing it because you have 5 kids. You love children. And you know it feels like molasses. But before you know it, you'll be figuring out how all the FAFSA stuff for college loans and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be here quickly. Always, for us, I prayed every day for strength.
Yeah.
And that was a big part of everything for me is faith. But I tell you what, patience, a little rest for dad. Don't be afraid to be tired and just love every moment. I remember feeding the triplets in the middle of the night. Because Janet also breastfed, and that was particularly challenging with the numbers involved. But we supplemented these bottles, and I remember thinking as I was feeding one at the middle, 2:30 in the morning, I said, I love this. Because we really, really, really wanted to have children. We didn't expect the triplets. We were in the fertility program. And so I remember thinking, I love this, I love this, I love this. I don't want it to go fast. I remember saying that. I do not want and it just did. So it'll go.
Yeah.
It'll be a blink, buddy. You'll be out of those diapers before you know it, and it's awesome. I'm so excited for you. So today's a new day, and rest is it's one other triplet. Mama told us it's the only crisis they had was sleep.
Yeah.
But mama's priority, and you do what you can to hold it all together. And if the kids can stay sleeping, great. Maybe the 5-year-old helps a little bit along the way, but you got a lot going on there, fella.
All right. Thank you, sir.
John, hang in there. And, again, congratulations.
Right.
Good going.
Thank you.
That's all the time John had. That's it. Oh, my. He is 5 under 5. Woo. That's so great. I just love that. And yeah, you're just exhausted. Janet did not, and I do not exaggerate this statistic, she did not sleep. Listen to me. My wife did not sleep more than 2 straight hours for 27 months. Think about that. She did not. She could not. When you're that big and you have triplets, you can't sleep very long because you have to get up all the time. And there's all kinds of reasons you get up if you have triplets. So she did not sleep. And then she breastfed. And that means every 90 minutes you're doing something. I was just stunned.
I want to congratulate Angela and Michael on their 21st anniversary. She had texted in about him working at Napleton's and how they've been through so much. And when they got married, he wasn't even old enough to buy a beer. She had to.
Wow.
So Angela and Michael, congratulations on 21 years of being married. Bill Yackel's on the line for Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
How are you, Bill Yackel?
Stevie J, I am great. Diane, good morning to both
of you. Good morning.
I need you guys out here, and I'm very serious today. We got something funky sounding on one of our 4 air conditioners at Stevie J Broadcasting. So go ahead and make a note if you could, Bill.
I will get our dispatchers on it. We will get out there today, Stevie J. We got to keep, we got to keep your whole team cool and comfortable and keep the production going of the great airwaves and everything you guys do. So we got to keep you all comfortable.
Well, we appreciate that. And kicking it didn't work, so I need you. Anyway.
Lots of AC checks, I'll bet, Bill.
Well, you guys are nuts right now. When you see a 100-degree heat index, you guys, the phone's going to go crazy on you, right?
Absolutely. We're very busy. Our guys are working hard. Our guys are working overtime. Obviously, there's a limit to that, but we're doing a great job of just working through all of the work that we have. We're prepared. We're ready. And even though you're ready for that storm, it's still a challenge sometimes, right? Just the volume of calls.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we just
yeah.
ask everyone's patience. We're working fast but thorough. It reminds me of Coach John Wooden from UCLA. This is what I tell our guys, because obviously it's hot. The conditions are harder for them too, right?
Oh, so yeah.
You're worried about dehydration. But our whole thing at Lands here is move fast but don't hurry.
Okay, good work.
When we hurry, we make mistakes. When we hurry, we might miss something. So when we're in a customer's home, that's our only focus at that point in time is helping that one customer.
Okay. How do people reach out and talk to you guys and get your help?
355-5512.
Bill Yackel, you the man. I appreciate it.
Great talking to y'all.
All right.
1-800-AIR-REPAIR and LanceInc.com.